A good start would be trying to translate the Chinese manual into English. Maybe you'll find a way.
I haven't picked up a manual on all 8 handhelds I own. Me and my buddy ChatGDP, she walks me through it all.
Well, I'm excited about the QSO party tomorrow. Let's have some fun.
Why, who are you going to talk to?
Myself, duh. Quite the obvious.
Right, duh. What am I thinking? Hey, here's an alternative to that TS-480. You could get yourself a TS-50.
Actually, I like the TS-60. There's a couple of them out there. I also see for about 7.5 a beautiful 706 ICOM. Oh, I drew on those. I love that radio.
The only one. Well, under $400 for that TS-50. Hey, get around.
No. For another couple more bills, you get a TS-60. It's a better radio.
I see. I can't get any more HFs. I have too many. I still got to program my commercial, Kenwood. Got everything all set up to do so, but kind of lazy.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm going to do is your birthday. I don't know when your birthday, but I have one of Burnaby Radio's Kenwood clocks here. I'm going to mail it to you. That'll straighten you up.
Oh, no, don't do that. You should keep your only piece of Kenwood.
You son of a...
I know somebody's got one of these TS-50s, out there in Pitt Meadows. I don't have one. I think I'll stick my 480 in the car.
The TS-60 I never played with, or the 50, but they're a nice little radio. I do parks on the air with one.
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking strongly of getting a screwdriver. I know I can mount it on the car without an issue. Things to ponder for next year.
Oh, don't be a Randy like in Abbotsford. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Well, what is a Randy in Abbotsford like?
Like screwdrivers.
Oh, wrong kind of screwdriver. Yeah. I wonder what was wrong with why they turned it off. What update did they do?
Oh, I'm sure we'll hear about it on the net tomorrow. One of the gentlemen will come in here and tell us. I'm sure it was just a little maintenance. I noticed that RPT, even through that rain and what have you, there were a couple little blurps and bleeps. So I'm sure they were just resolving some issues up there. That's a small shack. There's a lot of stuff in there, man. Interfering with one and another. I don't know how they keep up with it. They must have a cavity over a cavity over a cavity between the repeaters.
Well, I remember Dave saying something about they had to change cavities. Holy crap, I'm hitting the needle over there on medium power. Oh, dear.
Can you put your cat on the air? It sounds more sensible.
You hear that, Max? Yeah, quite tough. If I ignore him, he starts to meow with me. Yeah, I was talking about you. I know, it's terrible. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, what a little sweetheart.
Yeah, kitty. Yeah, you got your cell phone in front of you?
I do, but I'm busy cooking. Well, you send me some nice cat pictures. I was going to say the Papa word, but that's too sensitive.
Yep, here comes the cat picture.
Cool.
There you go, the cat said hi.
ZZ7NSK monitoring. ZZ7NSK radio check.
Yeah, your signal's fine, but your modulation is really low, V7WHL.
Okay, what about now?
Oh, that's much, much better.
Yeah, I just need to speak closer into this mic, but it works overall, right?
Yeah, your signal's really full quieting. There's no noise whatsoever.
Sounds good, thank you. 734 now, VE7NSK clear.
Yeah, V7WHL clear. Thank you.